Good evening to all of you. Indeed, it is a great privilege to be able to come to the youth service, because normally I come only when I'm invited. But actually, I can come anytime, I'm very sure. Yes. Yes. So it was a great delight to hear about missions from our brother Edmund. It was really, I encourage all of you to sign up for a mission trip at least for this year. Amen. Now, this side is alive, but I don't know how about this side. Yes. Okay, let us pray as well. We share the word of God. May it go forth powerfully to touch your lives, and that the Holy Spirit will minister to you in a very special way. Father, we thank you for this beautiful evening. Indeed, we consider it a great privilege to be able to gather in your name as a family of God. We thank you for natural families, that how important they are to us. But God, today we realize that when we are a believer, when we are a child of God, we have been baptized into a very new family, and that is the family of God. And today they are seated, even around here, we are all related because we believe in the same God. And so we thank you for every person that is here. We also want to thank you, God, for those visitors that have been coming, or those few visitors that have, for the very first time, they have visited Church of Our Savior. We pray, Father God, that you will just touch them. You will just show yourself that you are a very good God, and you are a strong God. You will be very personal to them. So I pray, God, for your anointing to be upon your word, that whatever I share, Father, you will use it for your glory, and you will touch many lives. Many, many lives, oh God, because destinies are being formed today. We see young people, oh God, going astray, but we know, Lord Jesus, when we belong to you, when we are part of this family of God, we know you have a special destiny, a special plan for every person that is seated here, no matter how old they are. So we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I've entitled my message, now it's ready 7:05. I told my team that we will start praying at 7:15. Obviously, I'm wrong. Now it's 7:05. Oh, by the way, I want to introduce, we have a few adults. Shall I say adults? Yeah, adults. Yeah, a few adults from Church of Our Savior Inner Healing and Deliverance Team. They are just over there. There are about four or five of them. And I've invited them here so that during the altar call, we want to bless you. We want to pray alongside with you. Those of you, can you put up your hand? Over there. So we welcome them. Yes. Yeah, normally they don't attend youth service, but today I invited them, so they came. So thank the Lord. Now, so today I'll be talking about emotional bruises. Emotional bruises. And my text will be taken from Luke chapter 4, 18 to 20. A very familiar passage from the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's just read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. All right, so this is the ministry and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what normally we would call the manifesto. Just like a political party as a manifesto. But I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, he was commissioned from heaven to earth, and he has a great assignment. And actually, Luke 4, 18 to verses 18 to 19 is his mission. His mission of love, his mission of sacrifice for every one of us. Now, have you ever dropped an apple and bruised it? How many of you? Yeah, that shows that you are human. Apples are good, in fact. But I don't like apples. My favorite food is mango. But they say mango is too sweet. It's a high sugar. You should be eating apples. Pastor Vanaja is very healthy. She always eat apple for snack. Not me. I'll be eating, some other pastry. But anyway. And that is why you can see the difference. You can see the size, the difference that you can see. I think somebody say you are what you eat, right? Yeah, so you can see lah, I've been eating very well, but not that healthily maybe lah, Now anyway, now, you will notice that after you have dropped the apple, you may not notice the bruise immediately, Alright? But what happened is that, if you keep it for a few days, a large dark spot will appear on it. Do you agree? Yes? Yes. Now, if you wait longer, what happens? The whole apple become rotten. And then there will be a stench. And you're thinking, what is happening in the house now? Well, where did the stench come from? Huh? Then if you put the bruised apple into a basket of apples, before long, the one bad apple causes the other apple in the basket to also rot. So you see the danger of a bruised apple in that sense. So similarly, when I talk about emotional bruise, emotional bruise, emotional bruise, it's very serious. It's not something to be taken lightly. Oh, they say time will heal. By the way, the statement, when I was young, I agree. I say, yeah, time will heal. But it's not true. Because my grandmother, who has passed on to with the Lord, and she told me that she has two sisters, or rather two friends who are very good sisters. They used to play the chakki. I think you all don't know what is chakki. Huh? Chakki is a card game where the nonya, where the baba, the bibi, the Peranakan people play. Lah. It's a card game, by the way. Lah, huh? Like you play poker or gin rummy. By the way, I used to play. So what happened? My grandmother, she invited these two sisters to come and play. And after a long while, I realized that they were not invited. So I asked my granny. I said, Mama, what happened to these two sisters? They are not coming here to play this game with you. And she told me, Cynthia, I cannot invite them because they are at loggerhead. They have been fighting for the past 10 years and they are not talking to each other. Can you imagine? Two sisters fighting over some minor issue, I think some kind of pot and pan, and what happened is, they are not even meeting each other. So my granny says, she cannot invite both of them. If she invites one of them, the other person will get angry. And so they never came to the house. Right? Yeah. So the statement, time will heal, is not true. Right? Now, time will heal only if you allow God to heal you. Amen? Yeah. So if you of course, we can say that time will heal is a process, but you have to allow God to heal you. If you put God out of the picture, let me tell you, you will be like the rotten apple. In fact, you will impact others, you will affect others. You have heard of the saying, hurting people hurt people. How many of you have heard that? Yes, some of you had. Right? So hurting people hurt people. So emotional bruise is very important. Now, what is an emotional bruise? Let me explain to you. So today we'll be talking about three areas. Firstly, understanding emotional bruises. And if you are human, let me tell you, you would have been bruised before. Right? You cannot say, this message is not for me. Unless you are Sir Stamford Raffles. You know who is Sir Stamford Raffles? I'm talking about the statue. I'm not talking about the person. Right? Yes. By the way, yes. All right, I'm talking about the statue that is at what road? Robinson Road. Robinson Road. Yes. Sir Stamford Raffles has gone and has died, but his statue is there. Right. So definitely, if you are human, you would have been hurt before. Amen. Yes. If you are not hurt, you come up here. I will pinch you and see whether you are human or not. Right. Now, so we want to talk about the first part is understanding emotional bruises. Secondly, we want to talk about the wounded heart. Because if you don't deal with the emotional bruises, like I said, the bruise will become bigger, will get infected, will get contaminated, and later, gangrene will set in, and the doctor say what? I will have to chop off what? Not your head, chop off your hand, your leg, and so forth. And you will lose a limb. That is terrible. So we need to get treatment. Amen. In the same way, when we are emotionally wounded, we need to get healed quickly. The faster, the better. The faster, the better. And in fact, earlier on, there was a video about family, right? The Cham families. And many people, they come from dysfunctional family. Why? Because they have hurting parents. Hurting children. No wonder everybody is in pain. So, those of you who are planning to get married. Who are planning to get married? My hand is also up. Hey, not ready to get married, Huh? Hey, Christina. Yeah. Peter. Yes. Yeah, Peter also. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you are single and available, please, you can put your hands up no matter what age. Now, this age is just a number. All right. I always tell people I'm only 23. Yes. Put out your hand. Yes. So, if you are planning to get married, I advise you, go for ministry. Now advertising for the inner healing and deliverance ministry. Because when you get healed, when you are whole, like I said, when you are a happy, fulfilled person, what happened? When you meet, even you meet Mr. Wrong, the Mr. Wrong can become Mr. Right. Amen. Yes. Everybody looking for Mr. Right, Mr. Wrong. Everybody looking for me, not Mr. Wrong, Mr. Right. But actually, it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. You need to be right. Yeah. If you know how to be emotionally, to be healthy, let me tell you, whoever you meet, you will be a very happy spouse. Amen. So the married people say, amen. Yeah, I heard Eddie say amen. Yes. So we are encouraging marriage, by the way. Because somebody told me, I don't know who, one of the staff said, last year, we had very few PMC. You know what's PMC, you know? I have to tell them. Premarital counseling. And that is scary, you know? That means what? Few PMC means few marriages. Few marriages means what? Few birth, right? Few birth means few children. Few children means what? Few youth. Yeah, it's very scary. Then few youth means few adult. Can you see the cycle or not? So it's very important that we are encouraging all of you to get married. But not now, please. But we are saying that you can prepare yourself. You are emotionally whole. I tell you, you can, God will give you a partner. Okay. That wasn't my message. Let's go on. Got sidetracked. But I think it's important. So thirdly, we want to talk about how to receive emotional healing. And we will have an altar ministry here. Now, for the altar ministry, I want to explain first, before we ask you to respond. Firstly, we encourage you, do not be shy. Amen. Because sometimes in the church, what happens is, when we have altar ministry, people do not respond. All right? So for us as leaders, we cannot force people. So we encourage you, but you don't respond. But what I don't like is that when I am at the hospitality corner, you know, eating my curry puff, drinking my coffee, and someone will come and say, Cynthia, I say, yes, can you pray for me? And I'm eating the curry puff like that. Yeah. I mean, right, we cannot eat curry puff here, but outside is to eat curry puff. Yeah. So here is for prayer. So I ask them, what is it now? Then they will tell me, da-da-da-da, you know. Then I said, sometimes we have a word of knowledge, or we have we call for people to come out for whatever reason. So I say, when did you come out? I ask them, all right? Yeah. So of course, we cannot say no. When she asks, after eating the curry puff, still have to pray lah. Yeah lah. But my point is, I have to tell them, I say, next time, please come out when there is time. Amen. Secondly, don't allow pride to stop you. Because when you come up here, do you think people will know or not? People won't know, because there are so many people here. There are a few hundred people. All right. And to me, if you are so desperate for healing, it does not matter whether people know or not. Amen. Because God says what? What did the Bible say? God opposes the proud. God opposes the proud, but what? He gives grace to the humble. Amen. Yes. All right. Yeah. So these are some things. I'm not looking for what big altar call, because for me is that after I share my message, the earlier we end, the earlier we can have dinner. But I'm saying it's such a waste. If you really need prayer, you know, why, you know, after all, outside there got no more curry puff, so you better come here, then we pray for you here, huh? Right, yes. So I trust that you will open your heart, and if the altar call fit your shoe, quickly come up, so that my team and I, and of course the youth pastors and some of the youth leader, we would love to pray for you. Now, what is an emotional bruise? Emotional bruise occurs when you receive a blow to your personal identity. Everybody say identity. Yeah. So your identity is very important. It's very important. So as a Christian, you cannot say, who am I? What shall I do? No. Right? As a Christian, you must know who you are, because if you know your identity will lead to your destiny. Amen. Identity and destiny, they are linked, you know. Yeah, people who tell me they do not know their destiny, all right, so it's an identity issue. So I have to teach them about the power of your identity in Christ. Then after they are stable in the Lord, they know what God has called them to do, so you can fulfill your destiny. Yes. So these bruises, they usually come from those in authority. Now, who are those in authority? They are the parents, grandparents, teachers, even church leaders. Can be your bosses, can be your employers. But if you are younger, you are not working, then you will be your teachers and principal and so forth. Now, I am going to give you some examples. Now, these examples are not taken up from the air. You understand the expression? Taken up from the air means they are, what's the word? Fictitious. Yeah, you know what? They are not fictitious. These are real stories. Real stories, but they want to remain anonymous, of course, right? But I have what? For storytelling, I have put a name. But when I put, for example, if I say Alan, and you happen to be Alan, and you happen to have the same situation, please, let me tell you, I'm not talking about you, okay? Don't come and throw stone at me, I'm not talking about you. Just happen that your name and the story fit, that's all, Yes, okay, so let me read to you. I want to give you an example so that you understand. So or not, after this message, you say, hey, Cynthia, you talk about emotional, it's so vague, emotional bruise. No, it's so vague. I don't know. I don't understand. It doesn't apply to me. Now, Alan is a young man. He has a stern and critical father who is a perfectionist. Alan tried his very best to please his father and meet his expectation, but he failed and he never make it. Told by his father, Alan's father told him, you are just lazy and will never amount to anything. You are a failure and will always be a failure. Right? So everybody heard the story? This is Alan. So this is a bruise against his personhood, identity. Secondly, Susan. Susan is a young chubby girl. So imagine, chubby. Now can you imagine Miss Piggy? You know? Can not? You all know who's Miss Piggy? Hey, maybe the young people don't listen, don't read anymore. Yeah. Okay. So imagine, Susan is chubby. Right. But all her peers are slender. Like that. Hourglass. No. So Susan looks to her peers for approval. So the Susan, she has a low self-esteem. And she always looks to the other friends who seemingly are so slender and beautiful. And they always tease her. They call her what? Little pig. Or they call her, Miss Piggy is coming, Miss Piggy is coming. And Kermit is not around, of course. Yeah. Yes. So you see, this is what happened to Susan. So she also is emotionally bruised, right? Then the third person, there are two brothers, Paul and Peter. Paul and Peter are brothers. But Paul seemed to be the bright, the popular one. Everybody liked Paul. The parents favor Paul. So Peter see himself as the black sheep of the family. And the parents always say, oh, Paul is so wonderful. He's so smart. He got 10A. He got da-da-da-da. But Peter see himself as nobody. He's always, what's the word? Thumb down. This one is a youth term. Thumb down. Yeah, like that. No? Yeah. All right. Thumb down, right? Yes. So they always say what? You are no good. You are thumb down. You are worthless. The black sheep of the family. Can you imagine how Peter would feel? He got hurt also. Then we have another young girl. Eileen, her name is Eileen. Eileen feels rejected and abandoned. Has her mother always seemed to say, you are an accident. By the way, you understand, you are an accident. You don't understand, then you can ask your pastor. Right? Yeah. All right. Because this one is not for today, I won't talk about it. Now, so actually, the mother said, we have enough children. No? You are the number 11. Actually, we don't want already. We want to start at 10, no? But you came along. Actually, we try to abort you. Take all the medicine, go to the doctor. But somehow, you are so strong. You want to be born, so out you came. You know, like that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this is what happened to Eileen. Can you imagine? She was really rejected. They call it rejected even before birth. Rejection. Yeah. Rejection already in the womb, the mother's womb. Then we have another girl called Linda. Linda was not loved by her grandmother. The grandmother favored and doted on Linda's brother Adam. Alright? Because sometimes, those matriarch, in the old fashioned way, the women especially, somehow, they always think that the men are better than the women. So they give a lot of favor to their grandchildren who are men, who are boys, but they reject, the grandchildren who are female. Sometimes the parent will make a stupid and unkind statement to a child, comparing to a child disliked family relative. Right, so the child will get scolded, and the parent will say, yeah, you are just like aunt so and so, who was cheated by this man and so forth. So they label you and so forth. So can you see the harm that is done? And especially this is done when around your age. Alright, if it happens during adult time, it will have not much effect. right? But because, like I said, emotional maturity and so forth normally is damaged when you are younger, in your teens, around this age. So it's very important that we know how to handle when we are emotionally being in pain or bruised. We may also inflict emotional bruises upon ourselves. This is what we call the inner vow, and we make negative and destructive statements. Sometimes we say, what? Just because I make a mistake, what do I say? I'm so dumb. Right. Recently, I had to tell someone not to use the word die. Singlish. Right. She had a text from the workplace, and there was some issue. And the first thing that came from her mouth was die. So I told her, take that die out from your vocabulary. Yeah. You may not mean it, but I think you shouldn't say that. All right. Yeah, don't say that word. Yeah, so it's very important. Do not say such word. You are, in fact, putting curses on yourself. Now, I want to speak quickly. I go on. I want to speak about an example of a bruised identity from the Bible. And that is in Gideon. Gideon, you know the story, right? Gideon, Judges 6:15. You can find the story there. Gideon had a bruised identity. When the angel of the Lord spoke to Gideon, he was hiding in the wine press from the enemy, the Midianite, beating out the grain. He could not believe that God would choose him for anything. And this is what Gideon said. Listen carefully. And he said unto him, "Oh my Lord, where shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." That's how Gideon saw himself. A very low self-image. However, God did not agree with Gideon. Aren't you glad? Many a time we say things about ourselves that God did not say, yes, that is true. Who is making that noise? Yeah, right now, it's true. One night, right, one night. Who will agree with you? The devil, yes. When you say bad things about yourself, all right, what happened? The devil will agree with you because the Bible say he is the accuser of the brethren. And so the devil say, yes, you are a failure. Just because you did something wrong, just had a failed business, you will never fail again. You will never succeed again, and so forth. So God did not agree with Gideon. And I remember another episode of Moses. Remember Moses say, I cannot talk, I cannot this, I cannot that. He had a long argument with God. Now, let me give you one piece of advice. After being a Christian for 32 years, right, don't waste time arguing with God. You know why not? At the end of it, you will still lose. Yeah. All right? You will still lose. Provided you want to be in the will of God, you will still lose. Of course, if those of you choose to go out of the will of God, then you will not lose. You will have your own way. But for me, I want to be not only in the will of God. No, I want to be in the center of the will of God. Do you know that? To be in the center of the will of God is the greatest accomplishment you can ever do. You feel so satisfied. You feel so happy. Yes. So, like I said, when you are in the center of God's will, it doesn't matter whether I serve here, I serve in Africa, I serve in Malaysia. No. Actually, places are not that important. Amen. Sometimes people get, it's like they'll get worked up now. Oh, I want to serve in India, but I don't like Indian food. Curry. You know, right. Then I want to, maybe I should serve in Indonesia, but I heard Indonesia, they got big mosquito, so I cannot serve. Right. So all these excuses. So what I'm trying to say is that, you have to be in the center of God's will. And you will really enjoy life. Enjoy what you are going to do for the Lord. So let me go back to... that one I was saying was about Moses. Now, so what happened is, God encouraged Gideon and demonstrated his power to him. Once Gideon found his identity in God, he came to win a great victory over the Midianite. Right? Gideon only had how many men? 300 men. But he overcame. He became a mighty judge of Israel. Isn't it wonderful? He was a mighty judge of Israel. So, dear friends, God is concerned with the whole person. With the whole person. He's concerned about you, about your pain, about your suffering. And Jesus was prophesied in the book of Isaiah. Is it there? Is it there? Isaiah. I will read quickly. Isaiah 42 verse 3. Right, it was prophesied about Jesus. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Right, so this is talking about Jesus. So the purpose of Jesus, like I said, when he came on this earth, not just to save us from our sin. Of course, that's a big purpose, a big goal. But is that he came to destroy the works of the devil. And he also came to heal us so that we can be made whole again. to heal our wounded heart. So the word bruise here, it means broken to pieces. Broken to pieces. Now, I also have put another scripture from Isaiah. But I will not read it because it's quite long. So you all can quickly read. Those of you behind, can you see? Alright, so quickly while I'm talking, you just read. So it's taken from Isaiah 53 verses 3 to 5. It is a prophecy about the Messiah, about Jesus coming to this earth. And I just want to bring to your attention in verse 4. Maybe I'll just read verse 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Right. So we do not only pray for physical healing. Of course, if we are sick, we need our body to be healed. We desire our body to be healed. We can claim that God heal our body condition, whatever sickness. But I'm saying that God also want to heal our spirit. He want to heal our soul. Right, and the mind and emotions, they are part of the soul. Now, Jesus was rejected by some of his own family, by his hometown, by the religious leaders of the day. And we also have one time rejected him. Jesus identified with us and took our bruises that we might be healed. Can you say amen? Yeah. Jesus identified with us. He took our bruises that we might be healed. So what I'm saying that Jesus can empathize with you. Even as a counselor, every Wednesday, my team and I, we do ministry. We very seldom say, I understand how you feel. In fact, for myself, I never say that word. I don't know how about the rest. Because I will never understand. All right. I never understand the situation. But we always say, Jesus understands. We can say that. I remember one time, I just tell you this story. There was this lady that came. And literally, she cried for 1.5 hours. And it was a tissue ministry. You know the tissue ministry, yeah? Right? Yeah. So those of you want to join the inner healing and deliverance ministry, besides prayer ministry and counseling, you must be efficient in passing out tissue also. Yes, yeah. 1.5 hours is called tissue ministry. Right? So what happened was, she had a son. The son was about 3-year-old. And she waited so long for that little boy, you know, to come, you know. Yeah, she was from another church, by the way, the young lady. And she was working. And her mother is also a believer. Her mother is a Christian. And then she had a garden. So they had this, what do you call it? Like a swimming pool, you know. But they used the pump, you know. Yeah. The float, is it? Swimming pool float. Something like that, right? Swimming pool float. So the child, what happened is, the child was playing, and what happened, the grandmother turned, you know, toddler, right? The child went in, and then she was drunk. Yeah. You see, you know, so she told us a story, and me, I can't remember who I partner. When we hear the story, I tell you, we were devastated, you know, right? So, in fact, she cried. Yeah, so literally, we devastated, and we just passed her the tissue. We didn't even dare to pray for her, you know, let her. And what is worse is that, she said that she didn't want to break down, you know, in front of her husband and her mother. She didn't want the mother to feel guilty. You understand or not? Because if she cry, the mother will feel guilty, you know. And she said, Cynthia, I have no one to talk to. Of course, beside the Lord. And that's why I come here. No, and I told her, this is a safe place. I said, you can cry all you want. Right? So literally, that day was just a tissue ministry and listening to her. Well, obviously, the following week, she came and we ministered to her. Right? Yeah. So my point is, we don't dare to say, I understand you. When I was a younger Christian, sometimes we are so careless with our words. Peter, sometimes we think, we know everything. Hey, I go to Bible school, no. You know, I know more than you, no. Right? So, we cannot say, I understand. Alright? Yeah. Even we are, counselors are supposed to be empathetic. You know, empathetic. Empathetic is different from sympathy, you know. Sympathy is just feel. Empathetic means what? I put myself in your shoe. In your shoe, you know, right? Of course, we need to be empathetic. But the understanding part, actually, we have, because first of all, I don't have a child. Secondly, my child never died. And thirdly is that, you know, that I couldn't blame my mother because I'm not in that person, is it? So what I'm trying to say is that, right, that Jesus is the only one. Because what? He was God, but he became a human being on this earth. He subjected himself to all the suffering, to all the rejection, so that when you need healing, when we pray and say, Lord Jesus, come and heal your wounded heart, Jesus is able to do it. How many percent? 100%. Yes. By faith. Do not doubt. By faith. When we pray for you, the prayer of faith, I think James talked about, right? The prayer of faith of a righteous man avail much. So by faith we pray, we know God has healed you. Alright, but of course, we need to bring you to certain steps, before you can receive healing. And of course, forgiveness is one of them, which I will talk later. Okay? Now, quickly. Now, so if our emotional bruises are not healed over time, we will get a wounded heart. Alright? So the wounded heart now doesn't happen overnight. Now, for example, say, oh, Peter said something nasty, rejected me, Then I go back and cry. Then tomorrow I come to church. Wow, my heart got a big hole, Then everybody said, Cynthia, you got a wounded heart. I said, how can you see? Then she said, oh, I saw a big hole there. No, it doesn't happen. But what happened is, the wounded heart will happen if I do not settle my offense, right, with Peter or whoever has hurt me, And what happened? It festers. You know the word? Festus, right? And maybe I will share with maybe the illustration will come later. Okay. Now, what is a wounded heart? A wounded heart occurs when someone or something bring hurts to your emotion. All right. So you are wounded now. Your emotion get wounded. Now there are some sources of hurt. All right. I put there hurts never just go away. Can you see? Right. So this is the area of time. Time doesn't heal automatically. No. It only helps. Time does help. Alright, if the offense is very big, of course, time does help. We always say healing is a process. We say forgiveness is a process. But you have to make a choice to do it. Now, what are some of the sources of hurt? The next slide, right, there is a whole list there. Sources of hurts. Yeah, it's there, right. So the first one is people sin against you. Alright, they bring offense to you. People say and do things that hurt you. Sometimes it can be a result of your own sinful behavior. We make silly mistakes. Alright, like you know King David, right? King David committed adultery, murder, alright, and then subsequently he had to pay for his consequences. So it's not that God has not forgiven him, alright? So when we sin, God forgive us, but the consequences cannot be reversed. Amen. Sometimes the immature Christians, they don't understand. They say, oh, why did this happen? I have to bear all this. No. Hasn't God forgiven you? Yes! God has forgiven you. Yeah, but the consequences you have to face. All right, yeah. So the result of the sins of our fathers, this is talking about the generational curses and so forth. Result from drug and alcohol, there are so many, but just mention a few. It can be a result from an occult involvement. So I want to share, I have many stories, but because of sake of time, so I asked the Lord, God, I say, which story you want me to share? According to the point here, right? And I felt that I want to share this story. You won't know this person, all right? Yeah. And what happened? I would just use a pseudonym, lah. All right. So let's just say the name is Mary. Now Mary, she is a very faithful Christian. She had a heart to be a missionary to Africa, and indeed she went to Africa. I think she went to Congo because she's a linguist, and Congo they speak French. You know, Africa, right, some are colonized by British, some are Portuguese, some are French. So Congo is a French colony, right? So in order for you to go there and preach the gospel, you have to learn French. So this lady, Mary, she was a teacher, and she was not only a teacher, but very smart. So she learned French quickly, and she went. And 1 year later, she came back, and there was a lot of trouble. So I was called in, to minister to this lady, Mary. All right, Mary, she has some problems, personal problems. And so the big issue was she had what we call great rejection, or what we term it as spirit of rejection. All right. Now, rejection and spirit of rejection. All right. So for her, it's not just rejection, but indeed she had the spirit of rejection. Now, what happened is, so me and another lady ministered to her, and it was literally, you can see that she was in much pain. In fact, she vomited blood, Right? This is part of the deliverance also. Right? But of course, before deliverance, we do inner healing. But there was some manifestation, and we could see this spirit of rejection manifesting. You know the word manifesting? It means it demonstrated. Right? So it came up from her spine. And I tell you, when she wanted to throw out, she was in such pain. I saw her in agony. My heart just broke. And in fact, literally, I saw her vomiting blood, right? And the story goes this Mary, she came from a very rich family, And I think she was the last child, number four, And what happened, when she was born, she had a what do you call it? birthmark. Her birthmark was very big. I know some birthmark is very little, but this lady Mary, she had a big birthmark. So of course, when she grew, she didn't look pretty. It was a very big, like a bluish black birthmark. And so when she was about 4 or 5 years old, she already feel rejected. Even as a child, And she told me the story she could remember, the spirit of rejection entered her. I will use such words, because this is what we call, the spirit of rejection entered her when she was 4 or 5 years old. What happened is, the parents, they came from very strong Hindu background, and the parents called the Hindu priest to come and do a house blessing. Do you know they also have house blessing? Like you're Christians, right? So the Hindu priest came, and little Mary was, like I said, she wasn't in the hall. Because at that time, they say children are not supposed to be seen, So she was in the room, but she overheard, She overheard the priest telling the mother, and the father says, you know why Mary was born this way? She's so ugly with the birthmark. She heard everything. The priest said, because God has cursed her. What a terrible thing to say. Do you think it's a terrible thing to say? Right? So even as a 4-year-old child, do you know that they can be hurt? So those of you who have children, please pay attention to your children. Sometimes you say, they will forget it. Small little thing, they will get over it. Let me tell you, Mary did not get over it. Literally, she grew up with this rejection problem. Yeah, and literally there was a spirit of rejection because of the words that she heard, that she's not wanted. In fact, she was cursed. Cursed. So I'm trying to tell you that, thank the Lord, we ministered to her, I think, for 2 or 3 days, and she was completely delivered. And then after that, she went back to the mission field. And the latest I heard is that she is serving somewhere in South Africa. Yes. So I'm sharing with you to tell you a story that these are real. Just because you have not experienced it, but because for us, we minister regularly, we see all these stories. So this is one story that I share with you. Right. So what happened is, you can have physical, mental, and spiritual symptoms. Alright, so if we are hurt, we are wounded, we are not dealt with, what will happen? Physical symptom. Proverbs 17:22 say, a joyful heart or a merry heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Alright, so when you are emotionally wounded, let me tell you, your joy tank. You know what's a joy tank or not? You got love tank, right? So this morning, this evening during worship time, right? So I think, was that Roy? Roy led us, right? About the love of God. So I trust your love tank is full. How many empty? You can come up later. We can pray for you. How many think that, I want to overflow? You can still come up. Amen. For me, I want my love and joy tank what? To be overflowing. Yeah. When your love and joy tank overflow, like I said, work and ministry is not scary. It's not I say, I will get burnt out. No, you never get burnt out. People who get burnt out because they don't take care of themselves. They give, but never receive. Yeah, for us, receive, give. All right? Yeah. So the more we receive, the more we give. Sometimes we all receive a lot, don't give, you become the Dead Sea. Right? Don't do that. Then the salty water. Okay? Yes. So let's continue. So you have physical symptoms. So I list them down. There are so many, like some nerve disorder, allergy, stomach problem, heartache, insomnia. I just mentioned a few so that, of course, I'm talking to young people. So you will expect, young people don't have all these things. Not true. I know a few young people who are also very sickly. And I say, you are so young. I am 3 times your age. Then how come it's like, how come get flu all the time? Every week I hear you get flu. Because the person's immunity system is very low. Why is it low? Why? No, right. So I'm saying that. We also want to pray at the altar call for those of you who have any kind of disorder, any kind of physical sickness, whether the doctor say cure or no cure, you can come. We would love to pray for you. Secondly, you also affect the mental part, physical, mental. Mental, Proverbs 18:14. The spirit of a man can endure his sickness, but has for a broken spirit who can bear it. And in fact, I think mental is also very dangerous. Just a few days ago, I received a text from one of my counselee's mother, and I was told that this counselee who came years ago, she was at Clementi, and she was trying to attempt suicide. But thank God, a bystander saw her, and now she's warded at IMH. Yeah, all right, yeah. So all this I'm sharing with you are not old people, no. They are young people in their 20s, early 20s, or maybe mid-20s, right? Yeah, so obviously the mental issue, possibly also from a wounded heart, of course, other reasons. Eh? Yeah, so example, depression, fits of anger and rage, confusion, various fears, shyness. You find yourself, you are very dominating, and you find that you cannot have friends. You have your friend can only tahan. You know tahan. Your friend can only withstand you for 2 hours. After that, all your friends disappear. And you wonder why. How come? I come to church for 5 years. I also attend cell group. How come got no friends? Keep on changing a cell group. You know why or not? You are so dominating. Everybody will run away from you. Right? Yeah, yeah. So you have to think, hey, why am I so dominating? What is it? Why is it? Yeah, so there is a root problem. So you need to have healing and so forth. Then you find that, hey, you will improve in this area. Then lastly, of course, spiritual nightmares. Nightmares, you have hearing voices, seeing unusual things, lack of self-control and so forth. Right? So that is the second part. This is talking about the wounded heart. So before, I'm going to close soon, before I talk about receiving emotional healing, asking you to go through the steps, I felt that I want to read this poem, and I want you to read with me. Right? So, can you flash the poem? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jesus not only can empathize with our pain, suffering, humiliation, rejection, He can also heal us. So this is wonderful news, dear friends. You don't have to suffer on your own, but you can turn to Him to heal us. There is power at the cross. We just celebrated Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Right, Jesus did not resurrect for nothing, you know. Right? Yeah, He resurrected, you know, of course He overcome the sin of power of sin and death. But to me, power of sin and death is another issue. But on this earth, like I said, you know, I need to be restored. Right? Because I'm going to spend time on this earth, especially for you young people here. Right? I think most of you are below 30. Of course, some of you may be in the mid 30 lah. Right? But I'm saying that you may have another at least 50 or 60 years on this earth. Amen. Yes, only Roy say amen. Roy, you will live long, right? So you have another 50 or 60 years. Don't you want to enjoy or not? I tell you my age, I just passed 61, you know. Right? Yeah, and you know that I just told the staff on Wednesday, on Thursday, I say, life no longer begin at 40. Life begin at? Yeah, 60, 60, correct? Yeah. Not 61, right. Life begins at 60. So those of you who are below 60, and many of you, you have not lived yet. Yes. Yeah. You have not lived yet. Right. Yeah. So I'm interested to know, to get healed quickly. Some people say, they are still young lah, give them time lah. I say, no time. Right. Because the earlier you are restored, the earlier you can fulfill your destiny. Is it wonderful or not? You can do the thing, you can be so vibrant. Right. So why delay another day longer? I mean, this is common sense, right? If there's healing, just take it, right? And Jesus said, I can heal you. So there is divine exchange at the cross. Robert always, when he lead worship, he always say, there is divine exchange at the cross. True! Yeah. But the fact is that many people do not know. Or rather, those that know, they don't want to exchange. They are still mourning. Jesus said what? I can release a spirit of praise over a spirit of mourning and grief. It's yours, take it. One person say, yes, I exchange. The other person hanging on to the grief, hanging on to the sorrow. That doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love the other person. No, but it's up to you. Right, yeah. So, we want to read this together. Can we do that? I want everybody to read. So, I will not be using the mic so that I can hear you. So, we just read together. Okay? Come, let's do it. 1, 2, 3. He learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with pity, he learns to feel sorry for himself. Yes, continue. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. Right, next one. But, all right, so this is the good news. But, if a child is tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with love, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with acceptance, he learns to love. The last slide. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith in himself and those about him. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place in which to live. Amen. Amen. Right. And I love this poem. When I was sharing a power encounter, I do adult power encounter, and I was sharing, and I got this poem, and what I did, I shared with a power encounter, and there was a lady, she was a teacher, and also working from the MOE, you know, and she was so excited, she came to me, and she said, "Cynthia, that poem is fantastic, can I have your slide?" I said, sure, wait, go ahead and use it. Alright, yeah. So, those of you who are parents here, or you are going to be parents, alright, future parents, let me tell you how you handle your children very important, because this will come true if the child is properly brought up. You know, this is what he will experience. Now, so the steps of preparation. Firstly, you must give your heart to Jesus, letting him become your Lord and ruler. All right. So those of you who are here who have yet to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you may have heard the gospel many times. You may have come for last week, Easter, and also maybe you have visited Kuz Youth Service for many weeks, but you have not given your heart to the Lord yet. And today, I tell you, it will be the greatest pleasure when you decide and say, "I want to know this Jesus that can heal me, this Jesus that can love me, that he's not only my God, but he can be my best friend. He can be my best friend." So we want to encourage you. If you open your heart, we would love to pray along together with you. So secondly, if you are a believer and you have offended someone else, then you must confess your offense. And if possible, you make restitution. What is that? You, of course, not all cases are permissible, but sometimes if possible, you can ask a person to forgive you also. Alright? Thirdly, you must forgive and release the person who has hurt you. You must put their judgment into God's hand, and then you ask God to also like release a forgiveness to them for their offense towards you. You must yield your rights to God. Okay. Now, I want to talk a bit about the proper steps, alright, the steps to emotional healing, so that when we give the altar call, you understand what you are coming here for. Now, firstly, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to admit that you are hurting. Do not hide. Do not live in self-denial. "I'm alright, what? I'm okay. I'll get over it." I tell you, you won't get over it. You'll be worse. You'll be worse. Let me tell you, it will be worse. So many of us have lied to ourselves as well as to others. We say it doesn't matter that much. Sometimes the wound is so deep and painful that we don't care to remember. So besides acknowledging the need for healing, you need to locate the cause of the pain. Alright, you have to be so specific now. It's like, in what area is there pain? In what area has someone offended you? So it's not a general like, "Oh, I'm angry with that person." "What are you angry about?" "Don't know, I just don't like the face." You know, that kind of thing, right? So you need to know, "Oh, I was angry, you know, because of that offense." So the same way, physically you may have a pain in your leg, but the cause may be a pinched nerve in the spine. So the doctor won't operate your leg. He has to do something to your spine. So operating the leg will be a wrong procedure. So example, a youth may have severe problem getting along with his peers at school, but the real source of pain is from an abusive parent. You get it or not? Yeah. So the issue is not with his classmate now. Not say everybody does something wrong to him. The issue is that he's suffering. He's wounded because he has an abusive parent. And that's why when he goes to school, his emotion is all crushed. He will be biting, biting like a dog, no, an angry dog that just bark and bite. Similarly, right? So you need to think through and locate the cause of the pain. Now, thirdly, you need to clean the wound. All right, clean the wound. All right, if you receive a deep wound in your hand and you leave the wound open, it will sooner or later get contaminated or infected. So emotional hurt, they are like wounds. Yeah. So the longer you leave it, I told you, there'll be a lot of problem. Yes. And I remember that, if you, oh, not, like I said, I'm too far from you, Now, can you see my little finger? You cannot see, right, You see here, I have two little finger, right? If you touch, my right finger, it's not smooth, no. There is a scar. It's like when you touch, there is you can feel it, that, right? If you touch my left finger, it's very smooth. Let me tell you why. The scar is still there. And I can tell you, I can feel it. But you know, it's not painful. But not 20 years ago. This car happened 20 years ago. I can still remember vividly. Right, vividly. 20 years ago, I was living in Yishun. So in the morning at 6 a.m., and when you get up, you know, you are very groggy, right? Right. How many of you jump out from bed? I heard that Smith Wigglesworth, you know who is he? He's the apostle of faith. He's so like full of life that he raised his wife from the dead. But the wife said, I'm very happy with Jesus. I don't want to come back to you. Right? Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's what he said. Yes. Yeah, right, that's true. You go and read his story. Yeah, so after that, he was such an apostle of faith that Jesus granted his prayer to raise his wife from the dead. But the wife was Polly. Polly said, I'm very happy with Jesus. Why you call me from the dead? You know? And so the moral of the story is that, right, is that a person's will, right, even when the person die, he still got a will. Yeah, in that sense. So of course Polly went home with the Lord to heaven, right? So it was said that Smith Wigglesworth, every morning he doesn't get up from bed, he doesn't crawl up from the bed, he jumped from his bed. Well, when I heard that, I said, God, help me, I cannot jump, right? He was so full of energy. I have not reached that stage yet. Right. So in the morning when I got up like groggy, so I need to drink water, right? Yeah. So I went to the sink, the kitchen sink, right? So my hand automatic, right? Go and get the glass. So I show you how, right? I can still remember, no? Yeah, go like that, yeah. So I took a glass. Then when I touched the glass, something, it's like the glass just slipped, no? You know, right? Just slipped. And normal people with a rational mind, when you're awake, what do? Let the glass fall, right? After all, you got money to buy the glass, right? You know, let the glass. So for me, you know what I did, I become the hero. No? When I saw the glass fall, automatically I reach out. Now I can you hear the sound? No? Not loud enough. Yeah. It was a reaction. You know, I tell you. Of course, I tell you. Literally there was blood everywhere. No? Literally, it was so bad that my little finger, I saw the bone. No? Wow, I almost collapsed. At that time, you know, we're all single, we always live alone, right? So I said, God, wow, God, you have to help me, right? So of course, I went to the doctor, the GP in Yishun, and he did such a bad work. I mean, he cleaned it, he go and stitch and so forth, right? Then after that, I remember I had to go to office, couldn't have MC. They had some big seminar. This was my first church. So after the wound, right, after I went to the doctor, got jabbed and all that, I went to the seminar in the morning. By afternoon, suddenly I got a shock. Do you know that my whole hand was swollen? Hey, yeah, can you see my fingers? No, not that fat, right? Yeah. So, after in the afternoon, my whole hand was swollen. I got shocked. I panicked. I said, what happened? And my colleague said, it's time for you to go to ER. ER is what? Oh, emergency room. Yeah. Go to ER. Yeah, so they rushed me, to the Toa Payoh ER, right? And then the doctor there, doctor said, your hand is infected. Because the doctor, the GP doctor in Yishun, did not use a sterilized, don't know what, you know. I was in such pain, I tell you. So they had to take out everything. They had to re-sew, Yeah, right? So when I tell the story, right, I remember everything. So why am I telling you the story? When we are wounded, when we are in pain, right, like I said, right. No. You are in such pain that somehow you will remember everything. Yeah. But now I can share the story without the pain. It's just a memory. So what I'm trying to tell you that people say I can forgive. This is my point I'm trying to show you. I can forgive but cannot forget. How many of you have heard that? Or you have said that I can forgive but cannot forget. It's a true statement, by the way. Is it true or not? You only can forget if you have dementia or amnesia. Which is true. Yeah. Dementia or amnesia. And I look at the faces, I don't think any of you have. Don't have. Right now, you will never forget. What we mean is what I have forgotten is what? Is the pain. Right, I'm telling you now, right? I can remember. I told you 6 a.m. or that. But I'm not saying, in pain. No, I'm telling you, right? The pain is no longer there. So for you to be able to test now whether you are truly forgiven, this is the best test. When you are telling your story, right? If I tell Peter, I say, Peter, 2 years ago, my colleague, so-and-so did this, right? If suddenly I say, suddenly my face changed, when I mentioned the name, for example, the name is Lily, you know what happened to Lily or not? When my face changed, contorted or that, then Peter said, hey, Cynthia, I think you need to forgive. Right? But if I'm stating a fact, it's just telling the story. Yeah. So because some of you may not know, say, have I truly forgiven or not? So you can test yourself. When you tell the story, or what you tell, when you think about the story, is your blood pressure going up? Alright? Or you're going to have a headache, or when you are just thinking of that person, of that episode, you feel like kicking kicking the person next to you. Even if it's not the one who offended you. You can tell. Right? Yeah, so, like I said, I want to share this so that when we give the altar call, all these, and Holy Spirit is very good. Holy Spirit is wonderful. He can remind you of all this, right? Yeah, you don't have to ask him, no. Your heart is open. The Holy Spirit is very good in this. He will send you pictures. Sometimes that, not even words, he will give you a memory, flash a memory, right? Flash a memory of that person's face. He said, yeah, I thought I had forgiven, no. Oh, the memory came. Then today, you have to come up to truly forgive from your heart. Amen? Yes. Okay, can we have the musician here? Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, so tonight will be your opportunity to receive healing from Jesus. All right? Yeah, so I do not want you to hold back. Right? Oh, by the way, Peter, do you have that list? Okay. So now I have prepared several questions. In fact, not several. There are quite a lot of questions. At least 50 of them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Roy, just wait a while. Yeah. I want everybody to get a copy. Yes. Yeah. You are going to bring home. Right. Tonight we have no time to go through and, you know, to dialogue with you. Everybody take a copy. Yeah. A copy. It's a 2-page. Yeah. This is what we call an emotional wound test. All right. So you are young people here. You are very used to all kind of tests, right, in school. This is a test. Test about your emotion, about your emotional health. So I name it emotional health test or something like that. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Emotional wound test. Correct. Yeah. Everybody quickly have. Yeah. Try not to share because I want you to bring this back home. There's a purpose why I give you. Bring this back home. Okay, everybody has. Thank you. Now, just quickly go through with me. All right, just take a few minutes on it. This test may be a major step in helping you prepare for emotional healing. Number one, you may discover the level of your emotional health. Number two, you may discover why you may feel the way that you do. Sometimes I hear people say, I can't help it. This is how I feel. All right, yeah. Number three, you may discover emotional wounds that need to be healed. So in the column, there is true and false. True and false is T and then F. And then there are blanks there. Alright? Yeah. I think there are seven sections. So I want you, we have no time to do here, but I think in the cell group, you can also do. In a small group, you share and you can pray for each other. But I'll leave it to the pastor how they do it. But basically, I want you to bring this home. Amen. Right. So instead of spending all your time on the phone. Yeah, on the phone all the time, at least spend 15 minutes to go through. Don't have to rush through, you go through. And you just put a test for yourself. So if you have many things that are true, that means it is no good. You understand or not? Because all these are very negative now. So I'm sure you will get all true. You will get some false, some true. But you yourself will gauge how many you think that will affect you. And if you think that this is no good for your health, for your emotional health, I will encourage you. You can go to your pastor, your cell leader, right, and you can dialogue with them or even may seek further ministry. I leave it to you how you want to do it. Right? So can I have a show of hands that some of you will attempt to do it? I say attempt, Wow, no one. Wow, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, attempt to do it. Right. Yeah, so this is for your own health. Right. So like I said, this is an opportunity for you. Yeah. So I want everybody just to stand up right now. Yeah, you stand up. Okay, and I'll just lead you to a process, and then you can respond. Right? So I want all of you to just relax. Relax. Right? This is a safe place. This is a family of God. Right? So don't bother about who's looking or that. Doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter who's looking or that. The more important thing is that how is God looking at you? That I want to please God. Alright? Okay? Yeah. So I want to just be silent. Just close your eyes. And I'll just give you some questions so that we can how to learn to proceed. Firstly, I want you to make a list of some of your hurts. Right? Mentally, make a list. I want you to begin with the greatest first. Greatest. The pain, the suffering. Right? You may have a few, but at this moment, because of time, you feel that this is an area you want to deal with. Then the next step, I want you to ask Father God to cleanse your heart of all wrong attitudes. What are some of the wrong attitudes? Anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, jealousy, a whole lot. You are a believer, and the Holy Spirit will tell you some of the wrong attitudes that you have. The next step, I want you to picture your experience of being hurt. Now, this can be very painful. Like I said, some of us, we don't want to think about it. It's too painful. Why should we think about it? But dear friends, if you want healing, like I said, you need to deal with it. So I want you to picture of the event that you were hurt as a child. You were being abused, whatever people said about you. Are you doing that? Yeah. I'll give you some time. Then, I want you to picture Jesus. Picture the beautiful Lord Jesus Christ suffering the same hurt. The same hurt that you went through. And that Jesus has overcome it by His own death and resurrection. And Jesus today is offering healing to you. He's so close to you, and He say, "My child, I want to heal you. I want to heal you today of all the pain and the wound. You do not have to carry it, but you must be willing to let it go." And all Jesus is asking, He say, "Give it to me. Lay it at the foot of the cross." Because today Jesus say there will be a divine exchange. As you begin to learn to forgive the person, the people that hurt you, Jesus say, "I will come and heal your heart." And lastly, in faith, after you have done that, personally you ask God, you ask Father God to heal your heart in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And now I will ask Roy to lead us in a song of worship. Right? Yeah. And for those of you, like some of you may feel that I can be on my own, I can just be there and then I have my own time with the Lord. Yeah, of course, we cannot prevent you. You can do it. But today, since we are here, the ministers are here, right? And we would love to support you in prayer, to pray for you. And we will encourage the rest of you that need prayer, and you can come up here. And when you come up here, this is not a counseling time. Alright, you cannot come and share us a story. No, we have no time. Alright. So we just come up here, and what simply we will go is that we will be led by the Spirit and just how to pray for you. Maybe we ask you one question, or some of us may not even be able to may want to ask. We simply will lay our hands gently on your shoulder, and we allow the love of God, we allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you as He wishes. Would that be alright? Yeah, right, yeah. You can start now. Thank you.
Search me, know me.
Yeah, maybe I ask the ministers to come up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You come up and stand in the front. Yeah. Facing them. Yeah, come up. Come up,
create me a God that's clean, conquer the power of secret shame, come wash. wash away the guilty stain of all my sin. Clothe me in robes of righteousness. Cover my nakedness with grace. All of my life
trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruz.org.sg. God bless.